Good morning, everyone. Monday, August 3rd, I'm Mary Griffith, and this is the Mary Griffith Show. Thank you so much to Denise Donnelly-Talcott for filling in for me last week when I was on my little vacation and rested and refreshed. I returned, couldn't go too far, had to wear my mask, but that's okay. Still managed to have a good time and wasn't around too many people. So that's what it's all about. Getting very close to their microphones and speaking up very loudly are folks from Great River Economic Development Foundation. Joy Quatero Austin is here, and so is Marcel Wagner. Good morning, Joy.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. And Marcel?
I'm doing fabulously. It's a Monday. So.
It's a Monday. You're doing great for a Monday, and it's the first Monday of the month, and they are both looking very fashionable in their masks, and we're going to talk about masking and social distancing. But first, we're going to talk about the concierge program, Workforce Solutions. Basically, the idea is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If people come to our town and they're wanting to work here and they bring their family here, let's try to make this a welcoming environment. And if they don't know how to find a church or how to find a doctor or how to get their kid enrolled in Girl Scouts or, you know, whatever, this group is going to kind of pick up the welcome wagon and help get everybody on board so that they're happy in their job and in their personal life.
Absolutely, Mary, and I feel like you and I have really been talking about this probably ever since the first time I arrived here in Quincy, something where I felt really passionate about because
you were a newcomer.
I was a newcomer. I don't know if I can call myself a newcomer anymore, but it's only been 5 years.
You've made a big impact in 5 years, and of course, as we all know, as a native Quincyan, you'll never really be one of us.
That's true.
And that's a little bit part of the problem in Quincy and in many small towns.
I am fine with that, but I do love this community, and the point really of the concierge program is to make sure that others fall in love with Quincy and Adams County as well. So yes, we are finally going to be launching the concierge program soon, and really what it is the heart of our talent attraction and retention program. So you're absolutely right. What we want to do is make sure that individuals and families feel welcome in our community and really give them a sort of a community onboarding process that they can be a part of. So we are looking for some community guides, people that are interested in perhaps taking another newcomer under their wing and showing them around and really sort of showing off the area and making sure that they do find everything that they need to kind of be comfortable in their life outside of the office. So we have an onboarding program that we help small businesses with, and this is going to kind of be in conjunction with that. But again, this is more of that sort of personal touch, and we just want people to be able to experience the community in a very positive way, because it can be sort of intimidating when you go into a community that you don't know. But then also as you're returning, so this isn't just for newcomers per se, but it's also for boomerang residents, for instance. People that are returning to their hometown, and a lot's probably changed since the last time that they've been here. So we just want to make sure that they can really connect with the community, and this is a program that we think will help with that.
Well, it certainly is well needed in our community and in many communities. Share a story. I was down in Herman, Missouri. See, I can talk bad about them because, you know, I had a delightful time. But now this is a typical thing that happened. 99% of what happened there was great. Okay, so I just want to go on record saying that. But on Friday, there was rain, and my husband and I went to find breakfast, and we stopped at a little donut shop. We were not adverse to having a sugary breakfast, but we got in there. They didn't have any tables, and it was pouring down rain, and we didn't want to, like, take a long john and eat in our car. And so we said, well, you know, is there any other place in town where we can get breakfast? And the woman said, I have no idea.
Oh, no.
Now, excuse me, Herman, Missouri is very small. I have no idea. I said, well, like, where would you go for a cup of coffee?
What's your favorite place?
Yeah. You know, and she goes, well, and there's another, she goes, well, you might go out to Rhinelander. They might have something. I'm like, I'm not driving to another town. There is nothing in Herman, Missouri. So she said, well, go down First Street. You might find something there. Well, yes, indeed, we did. But I thought to myself, okay, we're smart enough. We drove around. We found a nice coffee shop that served a delicious breakfast. Fantastic. We did a whole thing on the internet, you know, gave them 5 stars and the whole bit. It is incumbent upon all of us to be ambassadors to our community. And to, you know, if she'd have been a little bit more helpful, we might have said, well, let's buy some donuts for a snack on the way home.
Yeah, something to go.
I mean, I would have, you know, patronized her business, but she didn't have what I wanted. And she was like, absolutely, I couldn't care less where you get a cup of coffee or breakfast in Herman, Missouri. And I cringe because when we went to the place we finally went to, Stomping Grounds, they welcome you. And the first thing they said was, are you new? Have you been here before? And 9 out of 10 people were new. And, of course, the people that they didn't ask that to were the regulars that come in all the time. I thought, they were so great. And I thought to myself, make sure you tell all your neighbors at the Chamber of Commerce and the Tourism Committee that you serve breakfast.
Absolutely.
Because it's really ridiculous to see a sign that says bakery and then have somebody say, is there anywhere else I can get breakfast? I have no idea.
We definitely want to make sure that we are giving all the tools necessary to all of our small businesses because, you know, it is an experience like that will make an impact. And we just want to make sure that they're also cross-promoting one another because that's truly something to be said about a community that recognizes all of the strengths that we have, right? So we want to make sure that people can really have that good first impression no matter where they start off.
And that's why, you know, everything else was so perfect because we had some places that we planned to visit. And at those places, we would say, where would you recommend dinner tonight? And they were very forthcoming. Even if they could have been a place we ate dinner, they're like, well, a lot of people like this place.
Absolutely.
And so it's just so important. The concierge, you know, it's like a concierge at a hotel that tells you, you may not know it, but the Jazz Fest is on in town, and it's just 2 blocks away. Does that interest you? And then you can say yes or no.
Absolutely.
But if people moving to Quincy, I liken it to the reason we got independent garbage pickup here was so many people moved to Quincy and didn't think we had municipal garbage pickup. They didn't even bother to find out. They just called Republican.
Yes.
And we had, you know, all of a sudden we had, quote, a problem. And now we have a dual system. People are going to fend for themselves, and it may not be in a way that they're really satisfied with.
And we do hope to work with our HR folks, so we can kind of tackle this from a few different angles. One is to help them actually recruit. So say there's somebody that they're trying to bring into the company, they can also work with one of our guides and maybe wine and dine somebody as they're sort of thinking about Quincy. And then we can also work with people that are, yes, already going to have a job here and going to start employment and then start to work with them through the process of getting to know the community. So there's kind of a few different ways we can do it, but I think that absolutely the number one thing is, yes, making sure that we also give the tools to our local businesses because we have so many wonderful places here and we want to make sure that we can help each other out.
And we don't expect every person to be a complete and total tour guide and know everything there is. But if somebody says, do you have a mosque here? Do you have a Jewish temple here? Is there a Baptist church? Is there a Catholic church? You know, is there a 4-H club? I'm not sure, but could I help get that information? I think I know who to call. Call the Chamber of Commerce. Call the library, you know. Just say, hey, I will try to find that out for you. That's the part of being a good citizen and being a supporter of our community that is so important.
And we do want to make sure that they have that personal connection with somebody, so that way it's sort of more one-on-one, and they know that they have a go-to person for those questions. And, yes, if that person doesn't maybe know something, then we can kind of pull in some of our other guides as well. But we are looking for people of all interests to be really our sort of ambassadors, our cheerleaders. We need people to be Quincy cheerleaders to help our guests out.
Yeah, if somebody asked me, where's a great nightlife place, I'd be like, well, before 7 o'clock you might want to try this place, but I don't think 20-year-old, but I could maybe, you know, if I had in the back of my mind, here are 3 places I don't go to, but I know they stay open late, you might try them. So this concierge program is more than just, you know, tourism ambassadorship. It is trying to make people feel so comfortable here that Quincy becomes their home and we don't lose their brain power because we recruit them. They have a great position here as a doctor or an engineer or even a welder or a plumber, and suddenly the family isn't happy because they're just not suited to this environment. Everybody can adapt to Quincy's lifestyle And Quincy has a lot for everybody.
Absolutely. And yes, you are right. We're really just looking for a way to connect people beyond just their jobs and to connect their families as well, because we know that sometimes they're bringing in a trailing spouse or they're bringing their family in. So how can we really make that move-in process seamless for them? And then how can they get to know our community?
So how are you going to do this, Joy, Austin? I mean, you're going to have people that you pair up. Have you already got some people identified that are willing to be paired? Are you going to concentrate on people like you and Marcel, who are newcomers too? So an old newcomer paired with a new newcomer? Or are you going to get some old fogey like me that's a native to tell them what to do?
We've already put you on the list.
Well, you know, if you get anybody that's old and likes to go to bed at 7 o'clock at night, I can fill their card with things to do.
And there are definitely those people. Yes. No, we really are looking for people all across the board. So we want people, yes, that are newcomers to Quincy to kind of share that experience, but we're certainly looking for people that have been born and raised here that can also, talk about the community and sort of their experiences growing up here. So we would definitely need people from all over. We actually have been sort of doing this softly anyway, I would say. People do call the office and ask a lot of questions.
This has been going on for years, because I remember I took a couple of doctor's wives around.
Exactly.
You know, and showed them some things in town that they might, you know, I had things that they had already pre-identified as things they were interested in. And if you've ever been on any kind of committee that's had to hire somebody, like a not-for-profit board that's had to bring in a director for the QCT or somebody to run the symphony or whatever, you know, you take a list of, I like to golf, fish, bike, and bowl or whatever, and whether you like to do those things or not, you get yourself up to speed and you take them around and show them all those things.
That's exactly right. And we do have a lot of our organizations and businesses do have something like this already that they are practicing. So this is just also something that we can add to what they are doing and then also use some of their best practices. But we are, we have a team that has sort of committed that had been interested when we started talking about this process, but we're definitely looking for more guides that are interested. We'll have actually an application for both the guests as well as the guides to fill out and do exactly that, a little bit of matchmaking so that there's similar interests, so that the people that are talking kind of know and are interested in what the guests are needing. So, I mean, I think that we just want a very diverse group of people to kind of help us with this process.
And that's what it's going to take, is it all different kinds of people move here every day. Well, Joy, when you came to Quincy, you had one special person assigned to make you happy, and he was very interested in making you happy and making you his wife. So he was putting on the dog for you for Quincy. But Marcel, obviously somebody becoming the Great River Economic Development Foundation director, I'm sure you were taken out to dinner and wined and dined. Looking back on your experience, not to say, but probably there were things maybe for caring your wife or for some other things that could have been better. Did you feel like every question was answered before you said, yes, I'll move from New Jersey and Ohio to Quincy, Illinois? Or,
well, when I came here, the person in my office that was the interim was Phil Conover. So from day one,
you lucked out.
I had the best personal concierge you could have, as we have. During my first 100 days here, he and I went to every one of our major companies. We went to the hospitals. he recommended places, because I was here 6 months before Karen came down. And so I had already had the indoctrination. But
so you had to know the restaurant, the grocery store, the church. You had to do a lot of that. Yeah. Bachelor living at its finest. Yeah.
Yeah, and he talked to me. He introduced me to someone that had some condos for rent. So I moved right in. In fact, I started on a Monday, and the following Sunday I moved into a rental condo, and they were very, very gracious.
And that was key to your happiness here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and I think, and Joy, you had the similar experience. You had somebody very interested in making you happy here.
That's true. We just celebrated 5 years. happy for 5 years.
And not everybody's going to have that,
yes,
you know.
Correct.
And so one thing that we really need to do, and we all know companies that have lost employees because the spouse wasn't happy or because whatever. It just didn't fit out in their social life. It's one thing when the job goes bad because, I mean, those decisions have to be made, you know, based on productivity and corporate culture. And sometimes you get into a job and you think you're going to like it and it's not quite what was promised, and then you do have to make an exit. But there's nothing worse than you know, promising the person you love and the children you love that things are going to be great, and then they get here and they're just lost. Nobody says hi to them. Nobody talks to them. You know, and it's kind of lonely.
We do definitely want to get a chance to talk to folks before they do make that commitment, because we do not want to, we want to basically exceed those expectations. And if there's certain things that they do now as a family, we want to make sure that we can provide those things. It might be adjusted a little bit in terms of maybe, I mean, but really the amenities, again, here in Quincy, I mean, it is amazing that you mentioned so many of them, the symphony, the arts, recreation, the trails, fishing, all of those things can be found, but maybe not so apparent at first. So again, we just want to make sure that we're able to connect those people with the things they like to do.
Yeah, if I'm moving across the country and my 15-year-old plays the oboe, you know, I want to make sure there's an oboe teacher in town or somewhere reasonably. I mean, these are very specialized things, but that's what this concierge will do. They will take these kind of questions and needs, do some research, and then help hook them up, and not just, well, here's a number, call it, but a month later, did you make contact? How's it working? If that's not working out for you, that condo rental doesn't work for you, how about this? You know, kind of being their little friend in need.
Yes, we are looking to make sure that there are follow-ups, that there are ways to also be socially engaged. So like you were saying with the jazz festival, make sure that they know that hopefully when we can have blues in the district,
yeah,
again in the park, things like that, that they let them know the things that are going on in the community. And then, yeah, make that sort of 3-month and 6-month follow-up, and then just be there for them throughout that year.
This would be, I was just thinking, if I moved to Quincy, Illinois on March 13th, I would, boy, not know many people and think that there was not much to do. Of course, that's the same everywhere. But, yeah, so this is a great program. So if you're interested, if you have the kind of outgoing personality that you'd like to help others, this would be great, something for you to get involved in. Just go to the GRDF website, and they'll be launching it. And, of course, the employers in town, this is driven by them wanting to have a great work environment, because we've got to keep people on the job. You spend a lot of money training people, spend a lot of money hiring executives. You want to make sure they stick around.
I think the other important part of this is there are a lot of people in our local industries, the major industries, that are probably looking, like myself, at retirement. And so as we begin to bring people in to fill these slots, you know, it's important that they get that welcome, so when they do come here, they feel like they're home already.
Well, the other thing is, when you know people are getting ready to retire, they ought to have a, why should I stay in Quincy, Illinois for my golden years? And, you know, my husband and I are at that age where we talk about different things, and we've talked about several locations we could land, and I'm like, well, that's fine, but it still snows, you know? And you know, you start thinking about things, but the bottom line is, it's one thing to say, oh, wouldn't it be great to live in, you know, the sunny Southwest or something? Well, yes, but you really don't know anybody down there, and would you really want to leave all your friends? And so, yeah, there's a lot to be said for trying to retain our older population here. We don't want Quincy to be nothing but retirees, but those Social Security checks, they can spend them here. That'd be fine with us, right?
Very true.
Plus,
it was
112 degrees in Tucson last Saturday.
Yeah.
So that rules the Southwest out for me, just like snow rules out places for you.
Well, I don't mind snow if there's a ski resort. Okay, it is 9:36. We're going to take a break. It is time to head up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative to see what's happening up there. And this report from the IRSA Farmers Cooperative is brought to you by Quincy Mack Truck. We're going to continue our conversation with the Great River Economic Development Foundation. Their workforce solutions and concierge programs are underway, and they'd love you to be part of it. We'll also talk about some challenges still ahead. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guests today are Joy Quatero Austin and Marcel Wagner from Great River Economic Development Foundation. And one of the things we want to talk about, and I'm sure Marcel will make some exciting announcement before the end of the show, as he always does, something new and exciting. He's looking. No, he's not. Mask it up. Stay open together. It takes 21 days to form a healthy habit. And if you haven't started yet, you can still start today by wearing your mask. Joy and Marcel, you've worn your masks in, and I wear my mask, and the key is getting a comfortable one. Because
yes,
my Bears mask was very comfortable for about an hour and 15 minutes. So that's great for a grocery store trip, but not for sitting, you know, really long time. So What are you hoping to accomplish by encouraging folks to wear a mask?
It's an easy way, or one of three easy things that every person can do to help stem the tide of this virus that's going around. I mean, it's not a huge undertaking. You get a mask when you walk out your front door, you put it on. You wash your hands consistently during the day, and then you social distance, and that will prevent the spread of this virus. And you know, we've heard from the medical authorities, we've heard from the Board of Health, we've heard from from QMG and from Blessing, and it's not the magic bullet that'll cure this, but it's a preventative. And I think everyone, what we're hoping to do through the Adams County Task Force, the Together Task Force, and through the myriad of educational resources that have been put out on social media and the Facebook page, just to keep people aware of the fact that they can make a difference in their community by doing these three simple things.
It is very interesting as you go across Quincy. I will admit that I haven't been eating out very much, but I have seen a variety of places, and some of them, waitresses are not wearing any kind of mask. Yeah. Salad bars are open, no social distancing, every table's full. And then other places are masking up all their employees. They're doing every other table. And, of course, it's very difficult when you're a owner of a business not to want to maximize your profit. So this is very difficult. And it's become almost a political thing, which is silly because it shouldn't be a political thing. No. It's a medical virus. You know, you're not going to get it or not get it based on whether you're a blue state or a red state or whatever. How, in the efforts for economic development, does something like having COVID spikes in Adams County, we were on the warning list, now we're off, Cass County's on it this week, how does something like that affect us, or is it so nationwide that there's no effect on us at all as far as what we do economically?
Well, I think the pandemic obviously impacts everyone, but I think what makes us unique is the fact that our community has handled this so responsibly. You know, from day one, 14 or 15 weeks ago, the community task force got together, and we're really out ahead of the curve on things that we could do as a community to stem the spread of this and lessen the impact. I think there's a lot of validity in the fact that we are not, as Senator Tracy said at our Exchange Club meeting on Friday, we're not Chicago, and I think it's a small community. We have the resources and the impact to help people get through this, and I think that's what's been shown. It's the Mayor Moore and the county commissioners have all had and QMG and Blessing have all been critical parts of this, not just from a we should do this standpoint, but understanding the science behind this.
And it's been a unified message, and it's been based on science, which unfortunately our national message has not been based on science. Now, I was on vacation, and of course, wherever you get your news, obviously there's a spin put on it, but I'm sitting there watching a crawl across the screen on a news channel saying, Congressman claims he got COVID-19 from wearing a mask. Well, that kind of message is extremely disheartening because it takes away the message that you're trying to send, which is scientifically, you know, it won't necessarily keep you from getting COVID-19, but wearing a mask is about the best thing besides washing your hands you can possibly do. There's no guarantee, but it just makes your odds better.
And that's part of the problem, is there's so much conflicting information. I mean, as a layperson not understanding this now, I'm fortunate that one of my sisters is a retired nurse, and she's got the latest medical information, and she makes sure that I know about it. And when she saw, you know, a picture on our Facebook page of me with a mask on, she sent me a note. She said, "That's very good." And I said, "Well, that's what you should do." But that's part of the problem, because I talk to different people, and they say, "Well, you know, we heard this group of doctors in Texas say this, we heard this group say that." The information is so conflicting. But I think as a community, the best thing we can do is to listen to our local officials, listen to the health department, listen to QMG, listen to Blessing, and they understand the science and do what they say to do, and I think that'll help us. But I think also for businesses, it makes a statement, the fact that our community is so proactive about this, that if you're going to be proactive about this, chances are you're going to be a good place to consider, you know, if you want to expand your business or you have a responsible system in place to handle these types of things.
If you see somebody behaving irresponsibly, then do not patronize them. Do not give them your money and patronize the places that are behaving responsibly. You know, the interesting thing is, you know, I don't wear an N95 respirator mask. The mask you have on, Joy, the mask that you have on, Marcel, the mask that I wear, that is going to prevent me from, like, coughing and hacking and expelling it across the room towards you. Yeah. It's not, like, I'm not going to go into ICU at Blessing with that mask on and think that everything's going to be okay. It's just the idea that you're lessening the risk. I mean, you're lessening the risk. That's all you're doing is lessening the risk to others and to yourself. Yeah. And it's rather interesting that on March 13th, we had about 40 people maybe at the most that had COVID-19 in Adams County, and now we have over 400 people, and we shut down school, and now we're thinking of reopening school. And from an economic development standpoint, if school cannot resume in a reasonable time frame, and if parents have to make a choice of staying home to teach children, that, you know, give home care, what does that do to our economy?
It impacts a lot of things. Parents that have to work, that want to send their child, for example, to a daycare that's doing things responsibly, the daycares are having trouble finding people to work. And I think that's kind of one of these spin-off issues that's been discussed, you know, around our community. But I think that's important. But it does impact the businesses. Now, fortunately, some of our businesses have adapted well and are doing a very good job. And some have even seen some productivity increases by people remote working.
Well, I mean, today, Craig Hemming from Doors and More said people are staying at home. They're looking at their home, and they're saying, what a dump. Let's fix this joint up. And so their business, for example, is booming. Other people will have there will be people that actually benefit from this. They don't mean to benefit from it. It's just right. The way life goes.
Well, Craig's one of my neighbors, and he's always selling.
But it's true. I said to them, thank you for advertising, because the truth of the matter is they're booked out.
Yeah.
And, you know, they probably, you know, I'm not suggesting this, but they probably don't have to tell anybody on WTAD this week to buy doors and windows, because they've got about as much business as they can handle. And the other thing we do, the worker problem, when we were paying people $600 a week extra to stay home and be safe, that is a big disincentive not to go back to a minimum wage job,
sure. And it's affecting people that, you know, people will go out, and we've heard from several employers, people will come out and they'll fill out an application to go to work, and then when we call them back to interview, they say, well, I'm really not interested. So they're filling it out just so they can check off that box. And there's people making more money on this than they ever made in their regular job.
And, you know, a little of that goes a long way. And this is one of the struggles that I'm sure they have on Capitol Hill. You want to help people who genuinely need help, but, you know, some people will actually do better. I mean, you know, you could definitely know a scenario in Quincy. A lot of people, $2,400 extra income a month. I mean, a lot of people would say, why would I ever go back to work if that could keep happening? So, again, you have to talk about moral values and you know, the productivity. But having no children, I don't know what I would do if I was, you know, because you cannot leave the kids at home alone. So what the husband or wife are either going to have to work a different shift, or one of them is going to have to give up their career temporarily to stay home with these kids.
And really what we're hoping with this challenge, because you're right, it basically also, it's not just a 21-day challenge and we're done. And it is a 21-day challenge that actually leads right into our school year. But in the end, it's about forming that healthy habit. So it takes about, they say, 21 days to form that habit. And we want to provide each day a little bit of motivation, inspiration, information, about basically helping our community stay safe, stay healthy, helping our businesses stay open, helping our hospitals maintain that capacity, and then, of course, helping our children go back to school. And, you know, you mentioned before, even helping our churches continue to worship. Those are the things that we're really looking to do with this challenge, because it is something that we were very much on the front end, helping our businesses, give them the tools needed to be open in the first place. So now we want to make sure that our community has the tools to maintain being open.
Yeah. Well, we're going to run out of time. Marcel, is there anything else you want to announce on the Mary Griffith Show? You know how I love to always have something exciting come out of your mouth, that I'm the very first person to hear it.
Oh, I wish I had something.
Any big new businesses coming? Now, last time you were here, you said you'd have something. You know, you're always there in the wind. There's always
We have a business that's going to be opening a new operation here, but they were supposed to start up in early fall, and they're pushed it back to later in the year.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later on. But
okay.
I think
it's still a go. It's just been
still
delayed.
It's still a go. It's just, yeah. And yeah. I think it's a lot of businesses are experiencing delays because they can't get either equipment from their vendors, and so everything's been delayed. And, you know, if you look at some of our big businesses, like, let's say, Titan Wheel, you know, John Deere may not be able to get engines from another supplier, and so they're not running that line. So
there's
that kind of that secondary impact. But for us at Greta, we've had to look at, you know, October's coming up. It's manufacturing month. We always have our
Maker Fest,
which is last year 400 and some odd kids. We know Angela's working very hard to do this in a different way. We have a women's event that we were going to do in September. We've had it postponed, but we're going to do some pilots with small groups of young women from around the community and some of these other ladies by Zoom. While Zoom is great,
you're right.
There's
it's better
nothing
than
like,
nothing, but
there's nothing like the personal contact. So
yeah, well, it's kind of like, you know, I would have rather been cruising down the Rhine River in Germany, but Herman was the
still a beautiful
the sexual alternative. So, folks, if you're out there listening, Quincy's wonderful. Come and visit us.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank
Always
you for
a pleasure.
Wearing your mask. Thank you for being a good example in our community. Stay healthy. Stay well, and we'll be back next month to do it again, and you'll have a big announcement, you better, for me. I'm Marcel, you know.
Promises, promises.
Promises, promises.
As long as I promise you, someday there will be one.
Someday there will be a big announcement. It'll probably be when I'm on vacation. What else can I say? Thank you very much, Joy. Thank you, Marcel. Thank you, everyone, for listening to The Mary Griffith Show.